I'm Omar Fatou. I'm joined by Buffalo Sabres reporter Bill Hoppe for WBFO's Behind the Bench. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Omar.
We are three games into the new season. The Sabres lost their home opener to Montreal a week ago. It was a pretty ugly game, but more importantly, they lost another key player to injury.
They did. Late in the second period, Evander Kane went down in a scary collision into the end boards, and right away, just the way the impact he had, the pain he was in, how he went off the ice, you could tell it was bad. And he has three cracked ribs, he's out weeks, and it's a significant injury for the Sabres. Evander Kane's gotten a lot of attention for his off-ice activities in recent months, but it's kind of overshadowed what a significant player he can be for the Sabres. He scored 20 goals last year, and that wasn't what they wanted, but that was still a big contribution. He's a guy they expect to score 25 or 30 goals. He's done it in the past. And late last year, he had some great chemistry with Jack Eichel and Sam Reinhart on the Sabres' first line, and that was a number one line that the Sabres were going to start the season with. And right now, with Jack Eichel out at least 6 to 8 weeks with that high ankle sprain and Evander Kane out weeks, they're missing two-thirds of their top line, and that's huge.
Buffalo is on the road for a Western Canada road trip. We saw a much better effort Sunday versus Edmonton with the team scoring 6 goals and then an overtime loss in Calgary on Tuesday.
The win Sunday at Edmonton was just a top-to-bottom, a terrific win in my opinion. Not just to win on the road, but to win on the road by 4 goals. Other than a few minutes late in the first period, the Sabres just totally owned the Oilers. And the most significant thing from that game, in my opinion, was the way they shut down Connor McDavid. If you watched the game, it was hard to tell McDavid was playing. You didn't hear his name. You really didn't see him do anything. And he came into that game with 6 points in 2 games. He had been dominant. And I think if you look back on Connor McDavid's season, there's a good chance that might be one of the 2 or 3 games. He doesn't do anything all year. So to shut him down like that was very, very impressive. And Tuesday in Calgary, they get a point out of losing in overtime. They blew 3 leads. They're probably kicking themselves. Really wasn't that great of an effort. But in the end, you get a point on the road. Take it, move on. The Oilers haven't been a very good team in recent years. The Flames have been okay. To go to those two Alberta cities and get 3 out of 4 points is pretty good.
One player who's off to a fast start is Ryan O'Reilly. 3 goals, 5 points in the first 3 games, and he's already showing some good chemistry with his new line mate, Kyle Okposo.
Definitely, and with Jack Eichel and Evander Kane injured, that top line of Ryan O'Reilly, Sam Reinhart, and Kyle Okposo is going to have to pick up the slack, and so far they've done a pretty good job. And with Ryan O'Reilly, he's still a young player. I think a lot of people forget that because he made the NHL 7 years ago when he was 18, but he's only 25, and there's still a lot of room for growth with him. We saw last year with him hitting 20 goals and 60 points. Those are significant numbers in this low-scoring era, but he did that missing time with an injury. He went almost 2 months without a goal, so I think it's reasonable to think he could score 30 goals and have 70 to 80 points. He's that good. He's such a well-rounded player, and I think the last part of his arsenal that can kind of grow, I think, is his offense, and we've seen that so far.
I want to talk briefly about Matt Molson. He had a very rough season last year. Certainly a good sign that he already has 2 goals in this young season.
Matt Molson is starting to look like the Matt Molson of old from the New York Islanders that scored 30 goals 3 straight years. He had a terrible year last year. There's no other way to put it. He was awful. And the Sabres challenged him to change his work habits, and he started doing that last year, and he had a very good summer. He came back looking leaner, trimmer. He was faster. He had a good training camp. And so far, we've seen the results of that.
The Sabres are in Vancouver tonight. We'll talk about that game and much more next week on Behind the Bench. Thanks, Bill.
Thank you, Omar.